Death just isn't what it used to be. Once a month, followers attend Mass at the Santa Muerte Shrine and pray to the so-called death saint, often depicted as a skeleton dressed in a black cloak and carrying a scythe or in a long flowing white gown. Santa Muerte is one of several unofficial folk saints most commonly worshipped by the poor in Mexico. Reportedly, a growing number of immigrants who come to the U.S. are bringing the practice of Santa Muerte with them. The skeletal symbol representing death is most commonly associated with the Feast of the Day of the Dead, held each year on November 2nd. Rodrigo Limas, a follower of Santa Muerte, built a shrine in her honor.
Every year, I bring St. Death Mariachi, and every 22nd of every month, she has her mass.
The Catholic Church does not recognize the group and condemns Santa Muerte, linking it to black magic, devil worshipping, and cults.
It is said that they have bishops, priests, and masses, but they are not part of the Roman Catholic Church. You could say that they are false Catholics.
Mexican authorities have reportedly linked the worship of the saint to various criminal activities. Devotees say the saint is not bad, but like any other official Catholic saint.
We also have marriages, baptisms, and all of that. Often we perform these services because the Roman Catholics won't, for lots of reasons. One of them, because we are devoted to Saint Death.
In downtown Guadalajara, a few blocks away from the Roman Catholic Cathedral, is the Corona Market, where shoppers can buy Santa Muerte artifacts, such as candles, books, and figures.
People are devoted to her. They believe she is a saint. And maybe she is. But more than anything, it's their faith and devotion that moves them to buy these kinds of products.
However, the Catholic Church remains unmoved.
Many times, people are looking for magic answers, and well, they won't find that in the Catholic Church, but they think they'll find that in Saint Death.